Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning, Tuesday afternoon. Who knows when you're listening? Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Sladen.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our
group. Sounds like an 80s hair metal band.
What are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, we're going to go see Winger, Trickster, and Sladen.
This new band, Sladen's opening up for them.
Yeah, they're a local band. Yeah, and yes. If Trickster and Winger are playing, who's the headliner? I'm going Winger.
I think Winger is Winger because I don't really know much of anything from Trickster.
Yeah.
But I do know the
Steve's going to listen to this part of the podcast and be like, oh, God, I know him.
I do know the pedophilish song 17. Daddy said she's too young, but she's old enough for me.
Yeah.
In 1987 or whenever that came out, should have been weird enough.
It hits different in 2025, it does. As the kids say. Where if you are in our great state. Poor Shane. He's like, I paid for this ad.
Every day.
If you're in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
I'm not aware that it's hurt his business.
No, I think we've helped him, but I'm just saying. When I think of Strange Brew, what do I think of? Underage girls.
Oh, God.
Hey.
It's not.
Yeah. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef it is what's for dinner. Whatever you're cooking out this weekend, and man, this is going to be a great weekend to be behind the grill. Beef makes it better. Nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. So head to your local butcher shop or meat market today to grab some steaks, some burgers, or maybe a big boy brisket to put on the grill, the smoker, this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the Marina White merchandise that you're looking for. I'm putting this up on April Fool's Day. No April Fools from us, though. When I tell you that you can use a great, they've got a great April Fool's Day, what's the word I'm looking for? Special going. So if you're listening today on today, April 1st, which by the way, I forgot that it was April 1st earlier today. Like I was doing the Immaculate Grid. I'm like, why is this what the grid is today? And then I realized it was April 1st.
Why is your grid all Mississippi State players?
Well, today on the Immaculate Grid, like, no, you know how it normally works, right? The categories are like, you know, two teams or like a team and a cat. Today it was just played in the major leagues. Everything was just played the major. So I just picked Mississippi State guys.
Okay. Because
I thought it'd be fun. Anyway, if you're online today, 20% off using the code FOOLS25. You can get 20% off any sale online today, site wide. So check that out. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com.
They're talking about us.
Yes.
Fools.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more.
Little Tony Soprano.
Absolutely. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town or is at Restaurant Tyler. You won't be a fool if you go eat lunch today at Restaurant Tyler and grab a blue plate, the best blue plate in Starkville, in the Golden Triangle, dare I say the state of Mississippi. Get the Haydad blue plate. Blackened catfish, cheese grits, mac and cheese, cornbread. Ask for an extra piece of catfish. They'll give you one. I mean, they're going to charge you for it, but they will give it to you. It's delicious. It's good. So get that crawfish sauce, too. Don't skimp on that.
No.
Or you can get the Robbie, which I believe is fried chicken, butter beans, and sweet potato fries.
No.
Is it French fries?
No.
Is it regular fries?
It's not.
It's not fries.
When I
Oh,
get
it's
fried chicken,
fried chicken.
when I get fried chicken,
Fried chicken.
it is what I usually get. I think
I
purple
thought
whole peas
I had the beans
maybe
wrong. Okay.
and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes. I knew there was.
Catfish is when I get the butter beans and the sweet potato. That's the Robbie, really, is the catfish, butter
Fried
beans, sweet
catfish.
potato.
Okay. So I had the meat wrong.
Yes,
I
you
had the
did.
protein wrong.
You had the
Okay.
entire thing wrong, but
Yeah.
it's okay.
It is. It's fine.
You don't care enough about me
Here
to
we go. Here
know
we go.
what I get for
Here it
lunch.
is.
You don't care
This
enough.
is what it is, huh?
That's what it is.
That's what it's going to be.
You just don't care.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
There's something wrong with our chairs. Like, you're taller than me anyway,
You,
but like, you, I feel like I'm
I'm in the
looking.
Phil Jackson chair.
You
You know
are.
how Phil Jackson always had
Yeah,
the
had the
elevated
because he had the
chair?
bad back. But
Yeah.
like, you can't tell from looking at the podcast, but like, in here right now,
I'm looking
I am
downward.
looking up at Robbie. You know, like that trend that's going around where like girls put a camera above their head and so they can see what their boyfriend is looking at. That's what I feel like right now. I'm like,
What else is new? You're always looking up to me.
yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far.
I'm a mentor to you.
You're mental, I'll tell you that. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. The PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. They'll show you not only where they're located. They're going to show you how they help you invest, manage your money, and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need to get answers. You need to get them on your schedule. That's why you need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to find at Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Jess Carter, is something going on with TNL? No show for 2 days on my Spotify. Just checking. I'm an everyday listener. Would understand if you guys needed a break.
We needed a
Yeah,
break.
we ended a break. So I'm glad we had some
It
laughs.
was we. I promise people we weren't trying to avoid talking about Mississippi State baseball. We've done that for the last 4 years. We haven't avoided it. We've talked about it more than anybody. But these were circumstances that
We could not, yeah.
we could not
So
ignore.
we'll start off with that and just let everybody know. I am by my nature kind of a private person, but as you know, my mom has been ill, and but she is in the hospital now. Got a moment here to record, so I wanted to do that. Appreciate everybody who's giving me their thoughts and prayers. I do appreciate it. So thank you for that. That's why we've been out, and could be a sketchy couple days. I don't know. We'll see. We're planning to do a podcast tomorrow, which will be the Rumblings. But and today's pot, what we're going to do is this podcast is going to be for, I'm putting it up. It's 10 a.m. on Tuesday morning. We should be done in about 30 minutes or so. And I'll just put the podcast up from there. And that's going to get you through to Thursday. That'll be to that's to that's for Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday we'll do a Rumblings podcast. And then Friday we'll just do whatever. But we have been away, and we do need to talk about Mississippi State baseball because I think at this point the uncomfortable conversations are the only ones we can have. Something I've said for the past couple weeks talking about this baseball team is that people, they're not angry so much about what's happening right now. It's 3 years of frustration. It's 3 years of Mississippi State wins a national title, and since they walked off the field in Omaha, they haven't done anything. I mean, even last year, they
Nothing.
didn't really do anything. But now I think they're talking about these games now. I think people are mad about these games now. This weekend at LSU, State had a defeat sampler. They found a way to lose three different games, three completely different ways. They blew a lead, they couldn't hit and stranded a bunch of guys in game two, and then in game three, they just get blown out early and it's over. And you watch this team play, and they are clearly more talented than what the results are giving you right now. And I know a lot of people say, well, you are what your record is. I agree with that. They're not a good team, but the talent is not the issue.
Shouldn't be 1-8.
They should not be 1-8. And it's weird. You look at the conference, Florida's 1-8, A&M's 1-8. These are teams that were all preseason top 20 teams.
A&M fans have way more of a gripe.
They do. And I think Florida fans do too. I
Yeah,
mean,
they do. They do.
but the difference is last year, Texas A&M played for a College World Series national championship. Florida was in the College World Series a season ago. Florida has, had better seasons. A&M has had better seasons since Mississippi State won that national title. It's just built to this point now where I don't know where we're going to go from here unless you make a change at the top.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know where else you go.
I mean, this is what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. This is Mississippi State baseball under Chris Symonis. It is. They don't, and I've heard him talk about, they need to, he understands that they need to do the little things better and they're not defending well enough. He understands it, but these are his teams. This is what we've grown accustomed to seeing with Mississippi State baseball the last 4 years. And I think I've come to the conclusion that Chris Symonis desperately needs alphas in that dugout for his teams to be able to succeed. And I don't understand why that is. I don't understand why he had so much success because it's very difficult to just let your team be and let them do what they did in 19 and 21. But I think that speaks a lot to what they had on those teams with Jake Mangum, Tanner Allen, Elijah McNamee, Rowdy Jordan. He led a little bit differently than those guys, but same kind of deal. Landon Sims, Will Bednar, Houston Harding. Those guys didn't need any motivation. They didn't need to be, when they got to the ballpark, somebody give them a good rah-rah speech or whatever. You go to 2022 and 2023. I don't remember anybody on those teams being an overwhelming personality, a guy
Right.
that could step into the locker room and tell guys how it is.
Yeah.
I don't remember anybody doing
22,
that.
you had Landon Sims,
Yeah, but
but he got hurt.
when he got hurt,
That
that's a
team.
different kind of. I mean, he can be a voice in the locker room, but it's different when he stepped on the mound.
Right.
When he stepped on the mound, everybody's confidence went up.
Right.
Everybody's confidence went up behind him at the plate. You think back at that Tulane game when he was just cruising. I mean, that's just how it was when Landon was in the game. When he left, the team just kind of died. And the next year, you didn't have anybody like that even in the dugout. Last year, you had David Mershon, you had Connor Hyzak, you had, I think that Tyler Davis took a big jump. I think that Cal Steven was that kind of guy. Gerangelo pitched with confidence, so that brought up some confidence. You don't have that this year.
Yeah.
When I look at Mississippi
Pico
State,
gives you confidence,
he
but
does, but he's kind of a
he's like on an island.
he's a quiet
Yeah.
guy. That's not really his personality. He just
Right.
goes out there and pitches and does his job. And on Friday nights, they play with confidence. They don't make a lot of mistakes defensively. They play well behind Pico. When he's not on the mound, well, whoever they've had starting in those other two games, it's been a struggle. The defense has been a struggle behind them. And the offense right now doesn't really have a lot of that confidence either. So basically, what I'm getting to is Mississippi State has had to have a lot of self-starters to have success. The 3 years they've had success under Chris Symonis, they have had alphas in that dugout, in that room, and they have not been able to find that same success when those guys are not here. So I think that's been a big part of MSU's problem, and they're not, for whatever reason, I don't think they don't work on defense or they don't work on some of these things at practice, but it's not translating to games. And that is a coaching issue. It's a multi-year problem for Mississippi State that they haven't been able to do little things right. Base running miscues through the roof. I don't even understand how they happen most of the time. Defensive plays that you're just like, what's going on here? Getting guys on base second and third with one out and doing nothing with it. Bases loaded, one out, doing nothing with it. Consistently doing that is an issue for this team. And once you get into multiple years, we can stop talking about that's baseball, and we can start talking about that's a trend. And that's what it is with Mississippi State. And you're right, this is a very tough LSU team. This is a very good team, a team that I think has the ability to be in the College World Series. State should have taken one of those games. State could have taken the series, but you should have taken one of those games, and you found ways to lose every single one, just like you did against Texas, and without Pico Khan, what you would have done against Oklahoma as well. And now you're sitting here at 1-8, and you're sitting here at 36-63, which makes me sick in my stomach to hear and to read. But that's where Mississippi State baseball is right now. And as I say every week, I feel like it should never, ever be acceptable by anybody in this fan base, administration. If it should never be acceptable to be this mediocre, this bad in baseball,
For this long.
it is the one sport that you can confidently say that you compete at a national level with facilities, with support, with money. This is the only sport that you can confidently say for the last 6 decades or whatever, you can compete on a national level. And they're not. They're not doing it.
This is the thing that I said this yesterday on the show on Sports Talk Mississippi, and I'll say it here. There's a line that and too many people are trying to straddle it.
Yeah.
And the line is this. You got one side of the line is Mississippi State is an elite baseball program. The other side of the line is what's happened the last 4 years at Mississippi State is acceptable. You cannot be on both sides of that line. If you think what's happened over the last 4 years is acceptable, that's fine. That's fine. That's your standard for Mississippi State baseball. I don't agree with that standard, but that's what you believe. That's fine. But don't in the same breath turn around and say, "But this is one of the best programs in the country," because it's not. It's not if you would think that.
And don't say Mississippi State's a baseball school. I don't want to hear that anyways, but
Now.
don't say that and then in the same breath say, but you know that you go through tough times, or
No.
we've only hosted this amount of
No.
regionals since this and this. That
Irrelevant.
the reason they aren't hosting more regionals is because they're not taking advantage of the resources.
Mississippi State from 2016 to 2021. You know, 2020, obviously, what happened. Five super regionals, three College World Series appearances, and an SEC championship. That is what
And a
Mississippi State
national title.
and a national title. That is what Mississippi State baseball can be. And I'll be honest with you. When they won the national title, if the next year they had taken what I would accept as a big step back, if they had been a two seed in somebody else's regional,
What LSU did.
yeah, I'd be like, all right, it happens, man. You lost a lot of generational players. For to be f going on 4 years with no host, only one term, because this team right now, let's just be honest, they're 1-8. They got to go 13-8 the rest of the way. So
They're not going to a
they're
regional.
not going to regional. They're not going to make the
If
postseason.
they do, then
Then you
it
can
was a
laugh at
great
us,
run,
but
but I
the how?
why would anybody I've seen people saying, well, the 2018 team did this and this. Why I, nobody thought that that 2018 team was going to make a run. That was a like 1 out of 10 chance.
Yeah.
They swept two number one teams, and no
Yeah.
one at that point would have ever expected that.
Right.
So the norm when you start 1-8 is you don't go to postseason. And so until they go on some kind of run here down the stretch, there's no reason for us to believe that's going to happen.
And so Mississippi State baseball is just in purgatory until a decision gets made here. And I know a lot of people want that decision to be made now. I would tell you not to. I would say let's just play out the season. Just let it end. I don't want to go through a Gary Henderson kind of situation for one
Yes.
thing, but I don't know that this team is capable of that. You know, we talk about that 2018 all the time team all the time, like you just mentioned, but they had those guys you were talking about. They had Jake Mangum. They had, a young Tanner Allen, but you could tell pretty early on that that guy had it. He wasn't the best player on the field in terms of, batting average and everything, but how many clutch hits did Luke Anderson have at Mississippi State? That was a guy that people could rally around, and I think he was a leader. I think Connor Pilkington was a
Luke
leader.
Alexander.
Huh?
Do you mean Luke Alexander?
Isn't that what I said?
Luke Anderson.
Luke Anderson.
That's what you said.
No, I said Luke Alexander.
You said Luke Anderson.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go back. I'm almost positive I said Alexander.
I'm almost positive you said Anderson,
Did I say Anderson?
I think you did. But I got what your point.
Luke Alexander's. I gotta go back and listen. I thought I said Al. If I did, I did. My bad. I was talking about Luke
Look,
Alexander.
we're both mentally ill.
We're just grasping at
We're
straws
both
right now.
mentally ill at this
That
point.
team had leaders, and this team, and the transfer portal is a part of that. And then you got a guy like Hunter Hines. I think he, first off, who's had a great run here in SEC play.
Yes, but that's what sucks.
It's incredible.
About it. That's what sucks about it is Hunter has really worked hard and improving his approach at the plate and how he's hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I don't
in the
think
midst
he's
of
that.
It, they're still losing.
He's I don't think he's that. Vocal,
he's not
leader.
That's
so
not his personality.
You mean like,
but
the
mean,
two guys that should be that
do.
Way are Hunter and Pico, and they're not. That's not their personality, and there's just nobody around them.
Not everybody's like that,
right? And
that's
fine.
Not the player's fault.
Yeah, I'm not mad. And if he's producing. Why would I be mad? But
and maybe the better thing, like maybe they should have recruited more alpha personalities like John Cohen used to. But John Cohen would get guys that just hated to lose. I'm not saying these guys don't, but like they'll do anything not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Canizero kind of did that too. Like TA, guys like that, Jake Mangum, when you looked at him in high school, wasn't a prospect that I would say is a future MLB guy.
Right.
Like I didn't look at Jake Mangum and say that guy's going to be playing in the majors one day until he got to Mississippi State. And you look at him on the field, and it's like, God, that dude just will not stop getting on base. He hits. He's a gamer. And David Mershon's kind of the same way. Like, I would not count David Mershon out. But it's just, like, you just don't have those players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think you have talent. But
I think Mershon being on this team right now would be huge for State.
It would change everything. That's the thing.
You'd have him at second. So a lot of these errors that are happening would not be happening.
Yeah.
You'd have a guy who could lead a little bit. You know, I mean, yeah, him and Cup in the middle of the infield, I'd feel really good about that. So I also think that him leaving was indicative of he just wanted to get away from Mississippi State.
Yeah, you know? He didn't trust it.
Yeah, he didn't trust it. And because I mean, we all know he would have made more in NIL than he's making this year with the Angels in the minors. There's no question.
If he did feel good about the culture and where things were, mm-hmm. he would be here.
He'd be here right now.
Because he's got a draft eligible year this year.
He still had plenty of leverage.
Yeah, so it just...
At the end of the day, I'm at the point now where I think when we get to the end of the season, they're going to end up making a coaching change. I just don't see a way forward like this. I don't see how you can give a fifth year...
I don't, but you know... You know as good as I do. If they make a run here and they get to 13 wins,
if they get in, he'll they won't make a change in all likelihood. But I don't think that's going. I don't think that's going to happen.
If they make a run, like if they win 12,
mm-hmm.
and they're on the outside looking in, but
no, you can't. You can't. You can't.
I mean, we know that, but from a Mississippi State perspective, are they looking at that and saying, yeah, they did get better?
I think
that is the worst nightmare.
I think the
worst nightmare for Mississippi State fan is this team barely missing a regional,
mm-hmm.
and Mississippi State administration saying, "Okay, well they did get better and they got some good young talent, and they could probably do something with this."
Speaking of young talent, I just want to point out I was right about something. I said last year that like those freshmen who weren't making any kind of impression, like I was like I don't know how that I don't think they're going to be. O'Brien and Spoleta, like never going to be players.
Oh, I mean, when you look late in the season and like those guys are getting reps and nobody's getting hits.
Yeah,
that's very concerning.
Yeah, I had a lot of people like not you, but like they came at me. They were like, you know, well, so and so struggled as a freshman. I was like, yeah, but you saw some flashes.
You could see it.
These guys aren't getting any hits.
I mean, Dakota Jordan as a freshman was hitting over 300 in SEC play.
Yeah, I don't expect everybody to be like that, but I do expect you to go out there and make some plays every now and then. Yeah. These guys weren't making any plays. And I said that, and there was some pushback on that. Like, well.
This has been a steady progression.
Yeah.
In 2022, I think both of us were slightly concerned, and we were talking about some things that were concerning to us, but at the same time we were like, but you can't deny the fact this guy just won a national championship, and he lost
right.
a lot. It's just a bad year.
Yeah,
you have bad years,
right?
And then 2023 hit, and when that stuff went, we were both off the bandwagon.
We said it's
we were, we're at that point.
And I think if Mississippi State had an athletic director for longer than 5 months at that point.
Yeah,
and I don't know. But at the same time, I don't know if John Cohen would have pulled the trigger.
I don't know if he would have either, because he was telling people privately, like
a real athletic director would have stepped in there and been like, "All right, it's time to go." this wasn't working.
They did the Foxhall thing,
Yeah.
and they gave Lamontis a chance to fix it
And it
with
looked like
Parker.
it had fixed it to a certain degree. You know, they still underachieved last year. There's no getting around that. That team had enough talent to not only host but to be a national seed. Two of their pit the first two pitchers in their rotation were in the top 50 picks. Dome got drafted, and then Dakota Jordan should have been a first rounder, but there were the financial things. On top of everything else that you had with Mershon was a great player. Hunter Hines is a good player. You had enough good players out there. That team underachieved badly.
I hate to be morbid, but that felt like kind of the last, like when people were kind of at the end and they have that, like, they have that day where they're like, man, everything's looking good. And then it just crashes out. I hate to use that analogy on this, but that's what it feels like. That was kind of like the last ditch, like last breath, one good
It's kind
day.
of like in the movies, like the night before the big thing, the guys go out and they have dinner and they're laughing, and then the next day they're all dead.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
So
We're not saying anybody needs to
nobody
die.
died.
No one needs to die here. This is just a hypothetical. Not even a hypothetical. It's just.
I want to pull a Sopranos there. AIDS? Nobody's got AIDS. But yeah, I just don't.
I'm getting a lot of veto on my Instagram
You
algorithm
are, yeah.
lately. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And I just think it's a point where no matter what you think, the results, this is a results business. You know, they pay big money to coaches to win games. And at this point, 4 years after a national, just because you win a national title, does that make you coach for life? All right. Ask Gene Chizik and Ed Orgeron about that. You don't get to just be the coach forever because you won a national title. And the last 4 years have just not been acceptable to a standard of Mississippi State baseball that we should expect. And
No.
so I don't know how you move forward like that. I don't know how you can look at the only you mentioned that the nightmare scenario. To me, the real nightmare scenario is for an athletic director like Zach Selman to not say publicly, but to privately to be like, this is a non-revenue sport.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not going to sink,
Just let it go.
just let it go. And
You can't do that at Mississippi State.
I don't think you can, but at the same time, in a world where you got to come up with $20 million to pay your athletes and you got to take care of football and basketball. You can't.
I totally get that, but I think that you have to have the wherewithal to understand where this fan
I
base is
agree.
with
I
it,
agree with
because
you. And I think Zach does.
bottom line, you're correct that it would make more sense for an athletic department in this era to push a lot more resources into basketball and football. And I think State has done that. But you can't, at Mississippi State, you cannot forget about baseball. You can't let it just go. It's got to be not maybe not at the forefront, but it's got to be one of your priorities because the fans here care too much about it. And I'm not speaking just from a Mississippi State standpoint. I'm speaking from a Zach Selman standpoint, from a, like, how do you survive at Mississippi State? Baseball is part of the deal.
I agree.
It's not like that
And
everywhere.
I brought that up as a worst case. I don't think that's going to be
I
what
don't
Zach
either.
Stallman does. I don't.
And somebody mentioned that yesterday about what Zach's thoughts are on baseball, whatever. And I don't think that it's super high on his priority list as a athletic director, but he's smart enough to understand where it sits in the
Like,
Mississippi State realm.
baseball isn't going to get him fired. And it's
Yeah.
not going to get him hired anywhere either. But at the same time, if
You
it's
have to keep
not,
these fans
yeah,
happy.
you're the people you're asking for money for, we're going to be like, well, what are we doing about baseball? They're going to ask you that question.
At the
So
same
he's smart
time,
enough to
I
know that. I
think
don't worry about
for
that.
him and for most athletic directors, football's up here and baseball is here.
I mean, it's further
He
down than
is
you.
probably so.
Yeah.
But like even in Mississippi State, like for him, he is
And that's.
pushing a lot into
That's an issue
football and it
this
has to be.
school has missed out on in the past.
Yeah.
They've had football here and baseball here. And
And
I'm talking about not just fans. I'm not talking
it
about
might
might have
be
even been
getting
higher.
even
It was
higher.
definitely above men's basketball, which makes money.
Yeah.
So
But and I think you have to have some balance here. Like you do need to have a lot more resources into football because you've got to get football healthy again to keep this university going. Football cannot be where it is right now.
Cannot do that, no.
So there, and you know, I've talked to people in the non-revenue sports about it, and you know, there some sports at Mississippi State are not going to be able to have the resources that they've had with this revenue share because of that, because football's got to get healthy again.
Exactly. As it should. As it should. The football pays those bills for everybody else.
Yeah.
So you got to have football first. This has been, it's
But
uncomfortable because.
I want to say something else too.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a lot of people that expect us to just come out and just yell at the top of the rooftops that Chris Lemonis needs to be fired. And that's just not how we're going to do things.
No.
That's not how this works. And nobody in our business really does that.
At the end of the day, Robbie, I don't think Lemonis has done a great job these last 4 years. How could I? But do I respect Chris Lemonis? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good man. And I think
And
he's a good baseball coach. He's just not doing a good job here. And unfortunately, that's what we pay him to do. That's what Mississippi State pays him to do, is to win games. But I'm not gonna be disrespectful to the man. I'm not gonna just be like, this guy sucks and he's gotta go today, and I hope he never coach. And I think some people, you're right. I think people, a lot of fans expect us to just be like, to go to a press conference and be like, what the bleep are you doing out
yeah.
there, idiot?
That they want us to embarrass him in a press conference.
Yeah.
And like, do you think that this man doesn't understand what's going on? Do you think he's just sitting
You
there
think he
collecting
doesn't
a
want to
check?
win?
I mean,
I promise he wants to win more than
there's
us.
no secret. I don't think that this staff is a big fan of either one of us.
No, they're not.
And
I
I
don't think.
think that's totally fair. We have not we've
We
been
have our job, though. This is
but
our job.
that I hope that they understand that if this is it. If this is their last month or whatever, I hope they understand that this hasn't been a personal thing, us criticizing the team or whatever. But at the end of the day, we don't answer to coaches. We answer to Mississippi State fans.
Right.
We don't answer to Mississippi State.
That's right.
We don't work for Mississippi State. We don't work for Chris Lemonis. We don't work for any coach on campus. We work for you. But we will not handle ourselves the way that some of you want us to handle ourselves, and that we're trying to embarrass this man, trying to push for his firing. What we're doing right now, and what we have done for the last 4 years, is talk about what we see on the field and put it into context of where Mississippi State is as a program. And from what I've said consistently, I haven't come out and I haven't said, it's time to fire Chris Lemonis, things like that. What I say is the product that you're getting right now, what you've gotten for most of the last 4 years, is not acceptable for Mississippi State. It's a program that holds itself in high regard, and there's been a lot of, you know, argument about where Mississippi State sits as a program nationally. And a lot of people have said it's not elite, it's not top 10, it's not top 5, whatever. I don't know where you put it. But what I would say is any program that pumps the resources into it like Mississippi State does, that has produced 71 MLB players, that has produced 11 trips to the College World Series, 12, whatever it is now, a national championship, several SEC championships. Any program that has that kind of support behind it should expect more than what you're getting. So I don't know if your argument is this program's a top 5, top 10, I don't care, but it shouldn't be this.
Right.
It should never be this. There
Right.
might be a year where you have a season like this.
Right.
It should never be sustained.
Everybody can tolerate a down year, especially if it comes after a big year. 2021, you win the national title. 2022, and even then, I would say that was probably more down than it should have been. Like, a down year for Mississippi State should be they're a 3 seed on the road.
Yeah.
But if they had a bad year, they had some injuries, I can live with that,
There
right?
are seasons that come along where you
The
have elite
next year,
assistants
you've got
on.
to be back. You got to be back in the hosting discussion.
Ron Polk, I don't think Ron Polk had a losing season until his
Till
second
the
tenure.
end.
That was at the end.
Yeah.
And that was with a program that he inherited that had not really done much prior to him arriving. Paul Gregory led them to the College
Yeah.
World Series
They'd had a losing
in
season the year before he got
71, I
there.
think it was.
So Polk's first tenure at Mississippi State, his worst season was 82, where after they'd gone to the College World Series, they finished 5 games above 500. They didn't make the tournament. His next 3 years, where he has Clark and Palmeiro, regionals, College World Series, and they lost a total in 3 years, they lost a total of 46 games.
Those teams underperformed by postseason standards sometimes,
Yeah.
but they never had seasons like this.
Right. They
And
won, and on top of that, winning, SEC championships and SEC tournament championships. He comes back to state. His first year, they don't make the tournament. But then he went regional, College World Series, and then the bottom fell out.
in fairness, Ron Polk, how that tenure ended. It set Mississippi State back.
Yeah.
They really struggled when Cohen took over,
Yeah.
and that was due
It
to
took
what
2 years
they had.
to get out
So
of that
I'm
hole.
not letting Ron off the hook, but my point being, when he created this whole thing, they didn't have these kind of seasons.
Right.
They didn't have seasons like this where you're struggling to get to 10 SEC wins. So I it again, it's not personal. I've been yelled at. People have yelled about me to other people within that program, and you too, about like what do we have out for them? Why are we being so negative? I don't know how you can watch this and be in the middle of it and not agree with what we're saying.
Yeah.
And
Again,
we've tried to handle this the best way that we possibly can, but what else are we supposed to do?
the line is there. Elite program, this is acceptable. They don't miss. There is a wall between those two statements.
Either you,
Yeah.
here's what I've said, either you want to win or you don't.
Yeah.
There is no in between. Either you are all in on Mississippi State baseball and you call yourself a baseball school and you're massive baseball fans. Either you want to be a part of that, or you're just there. I'm not going to go down that road too much, but you're just there for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
That you're just there just because it's a fun thing to go to on a
And
Friday and Saturday.
yeah.
So do you want to just do that and just make this a
I mean, we can just have a cookout,
if you want to make Duty Noble a park where the kids can come play on the berm and they can run around the concourse and we can have, after Mississippi State loses by run rule, we can have the kids run around the bases
Yeah.
and you then they can score infinitely more runs than Mississippi State. We can do that, or we can fill that place up and put one of the best baseball products in America
And
on it.
what bothers me a lot about what you're saying is that we can have that atmosphere and win.
Yes,
Be
that
like, it's
there's
better. The atmosphere is better when it's winning. State did something the other day that drove me insane, and I know you saw it too, was after the Texas series, they put out a video that said nothing better than grilling at Mississippi at Duty Noble Field. And I just want to be like, winning's better.
in the middle of that whole,
You can grill and win at the same time.
in the middle of that whole thing that we were talking
Yeah.
about, which I think we kind of sparked it, but it wasn't meant for us. I mean, it was part of the conversation we were
Yeah.
having. And I think that's another thing that people miss is we're not sitting here just complaining about left field lounge. That's just a byproduct of all the issues that has come with Mississippi State baseball. The whole point of it, of the conversation we've been having, is like you can have that thing in the outfield and you can feed the players and all that stuff, but the product on the field, I would like to be good too. And I don't have a problem with the hospitality and the atmosphere in the outfield. It just, when your product stinks, when you're not doing what you need to do on the field, that stuff gets magnified and it makes it look like people just don't care. And I'm not saying that you don't, but that's what it looks like. And again, we're not blaming fans. I'm not going to blame fans on this. It's not your fault that even the people that have flipped us off and all that crap, it's not your fault that Mississippi State baseball is where it is right now. But it's got to get that edge back, man.
Yeah.
Like I was looking through when the Jake Mangum stuff was happening last night, which maybe we need to have a segment
We
about
are
that.
going to as we do the break. Yeah.
When that stuff was happening last night, somebody sent a tweet and said, wasn't that a similar hit to Jake Mangum's last hit?
Yeah.
So I remember I filmed that from the press
Yeah.
box. So I went back and looked, and sure enough,
It's
it was.
unbelievable.
The atmosphere was unlike anything we've seen. The closest 2021 they had atmosphere similar,
Yeah.
but that atmosphere swallowed Stanford whole
Yeah.
that weekend.
Yeah.
They were completely decimated by it. They had never played anything like that. And 2021, it was very similar. The dude became something it had never been.
Yeah.
It became, to me, old Alex Box Stadium.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. It felt like LSU in the 1990s, in the 2000s, when they just swallowed teams whole. And that was the it had happened before, but in the new arena, it felt different. And they're missing that now. It's just not the same because the product hasn't been the same. And even Chris Mullins has said it before. He's told players, you haven't given the dude a chance to take over a ball game.
Right.
You're not doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
Mississippi State's missing that. They need to get it back.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if that's going to happen
I
in the
agree.
current landscape. All that
Well,
said, you know what's about to happen this weekend? They're going to sweep South Carolina.
see, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I don't know, man. I mean, they may win the series. A sweep would be a lot.
It
I
would
just don't.
not.
I
It
mean,
would
the South
not
Carolina's not
shock.
any good. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time,
I just feel like another
and that becomes
last
the
breath is
they're
coming.
fine. See, we told you so. It's gonna be, and I don't want to hear that. So,
That will happen.
all right, let's move into a few minutes on Jake Mangum, and that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, right there in the Cotton District. Two of the best restaurants in the city of Starkville. Two of the best restaurants in the SEC. When you come to Starkville, if you're say you call me and you're like, hey, where should I go eat? Two Brothers and the Older Brother, pretty high on my list of places you have to go. So when you're in Starkville, if you're going to be here this weekend for baseball, Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the Older Brother, you might see me and Robbie there because we love to eat there, right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
Fifty, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same people you have that relationship with that made you that sale. They're going to get you taken care of. And they make it so easy to do so. Great products, great service. It's not just part of this jingle, it's what they actually give you. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you can trust them to help you when things go wrong. It's a machine, man. It's going to break at some point. You know, with Advantage Business Systems, you got it taken care of. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Next time you're in Starkville, hopefully this weekend, you need to make sure you got a trip to Maroon & Co. planned. When you need new gear, Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. They've got the biggest selection here in Starkville. Think about everywhere in Starkville that sells MSU gear. Nobody's touching Maroon & Co. in terms of their inventory. And best of all, we can save you some money when you shop there. Online or in store, use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions will apply. For your next trip to Starkville, make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co. All right. It's been a long time coming for Jake Mangum, but finally the day has arrived. He is now a Major League Baseball player and went 4 for 4 last night. So, you know, the guy they sent it, they brought him up because the guy went on the 10-day DL, but something tells me they're going to have to send somebody else back down. I don't think you can send Mangum back down right this second.
There might be a riot if you
Yeah.
do. This guy's going to take over Tampa Bay, I'm telling you. It's very last night reminded me of his freshman year at State
Yeah.
when he got in here and I think he had a big hit against Vanderbilt that helped him get that, I think it was a Saturday game. And from there you were kind of like, this kid's he looks good.
Yeah.
Like he's I mean, to handle that situation, pretty sharp. And then he got inserted in the starting lineup, and he just would not stop hitting. And he just became a sensation. This is kind of what that feels like. He was 0 for 3 in the first game, but I think he had some good at bats. He walked, and then he comes out. That first MLB hit was exactly what it should have been, a single through the six hole.
Yeah.
And then the second one bounced it up the middle. The third one, he goes. To right center with a double ground rule
Ground rule
double,
double.
and then he goes with a single into right field. He hit literally across the field.
Yeah.
Stole two bases. The
Yeah.
first player since 1901
I'm saying
with
that right now, yeah.
with four hits with an extra base hit and multiple steals in his first two games. That is the definition of special. For the, I mean, that's 125 years, and they say since at least 1901, so they don't know if you go back further.
Right.
Just
old Iron Lung McGee did it for the Baltimore Superbras in 1896.
When we get to that point, like,
yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah,
like,
it's not really guys smoking a cig on the mound
exactly.
In 1896. Yeah, what are we talking
but,
about here?
I said it last night. This guy is proving every single person right that had his back. And I don't think it was just because he's a beloved Mississippi State guy. I think people truly knew that this guy could do this in the MLB.
I knew it, yeah.
And for the Rays to just ignore that last year.
It was so weird.
Too. Like the Marlins, and both of them, like,
not good teams. Not like they were in the playoffs,
let's
hunt.
Try something else.
Yeah.
The outfielders for Tampa Bay were all hitting, I think, under 270 or 260 or something like that.
Could have easily brought him up at the end of the year, for
and
sure.
And I never understood why this guy didn't get a earlier trip up.
Yeah.
But at least he's there.
Yeah.
And I
we're
think
glad
he's
to see
gonna
it.
He might go back down, but it won't be for long. He's going to be an MLB guy for a while.
I texted Joel Coleman yesterday. I was like, "Are the Rays playing Atlanta this year?" And he said, "No." Unfortunately, he said they played the Braves this weekend, and he tried to talk his wife into making a trip down there.
Could he? Could Joel bring himself to wearing his Tampa Bay?
He would wear a Mangum jersey and a Braves hat.
I think he
would go house divided on that.
Probably so.
So,
I'm
if,
so,
if they
I'm
were
so
playing
happy.
In Atlanta, I would go.
I'm
would
so
go.
happy for Jake,
yeah, it's great.
Friend of the show. Just
put another guy. I guess this weekend they got to change the wall.
They do.
Got another major leaguer. That's awesome.
I don't. If you find a person that can say something bad about Jake Mangum, which you can find one, I would like to ask them.
There are plenty of them in Oxford, I bet.
Yeah, I would like to ask them, what exactly about him do you hate, other than the fact he went to Mississippi State?
Yeah, you can't hate on Jake Mangum. Great guy. Nice. I mean, would literally give you the shirt off his back.
There is no one, and I feel like we say this a lot, but there is no one that deserves this more than he does.
We love Jake. Glad to see him up there, and hopefully we can get him on the podcast to talk about all this soon. We'll see.
When he's not so busy. I texted him the other day. I hadn't heard back.
You know what? That's fine.
I told him, I was like, I know that you're busy. I know you're getting swarmed. I just wanted to do my diligence
yes.
here and tell you exactly,
exactly.
How right. happy I am for it.
Well, in like 2 weeks, I'll get a text back and be like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm
he
just,
will yeah, text back.
He will. So. All right. Tomorrow's the Rumblings. We'll answer your questions tomorrow, assuming I can, and we'll continue forward and do the best we can. Also, if you're listening to this on Tuesday, I'm taking the day off other than this podcast. Robbie Falk will be on Sports Talk Mississippi later this afternoon.
I wore my powder blue for that.
You're going to fit right in. You're going to fit right in. And, yeah, he'll be on Sports Talk Mississippi with Michael Borky later on this afternoon. So enjoy that. All right, guys, have a great Tuesday and Wednesday. Robbie and I will be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.